Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning representing Braveheart is Amanda and Willow. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you want to tell us, we always do like a little brief introduction of what Braveheart does in Sitka.
Absolutely. So Braveheart Volunteers is a nonprofit who serves people in the community who have chronic illness, terminal illness, are facing grief and bereavement or caregiving. So we provide a host of programs and services that assist with those processes. So, for example, we have upcoming end-of-life training that provides all the information ranging from the financial aspects of end-of-life, the areas of, you know, preparing your advance directives or your will. It talks about the caring for the caregiver, you know, as you watch your loved one go through that process, just a huge range of issues because it's such a complex series of issues when you're facing end of life or terminal illness or chronic illness, I mean. So that's one of the trainings coming up.
And it sounds like a difficult training. Most people volunteer because it fulfills something in their life, you know, something fun, it's a hobby. What type of volunteer is attracted to wanting to take this training?
A very wide range of volunteers. We have healthcare professionals. We have, you know, parents. We have families. It really depends. Of course, we don't expose young children to an end of life situation. But there's with chronic illness, there's a lot of range of what the person who has the chronic illness would like. So for a lot of people, it's an absolute delight to have a young person come in and bring that young person energy. And for some others, it's not. And so the type of person we have about, it's 20 to 30 hours of training. Some of it's one-on-one and some of it's in this upcoming end-of-life training that we'll go over. And that's a three-day training. And so for an end-of-life volunteer, after they've completed the training and have talked to Braveheart staff, and we know what their comfort level is and the type of situation they'd like to be in, then a Braveheart end-of-life volunteer can sit with someone who is at end-of-life. They can work with family members. They can help provide a meal. They can do a big range of things.
Is it difficult to recruit this type of volunteer?
You know, it's not. I remember thinking about, before I was part of Braveheart Volunteers, I remember thinking, I don't know if I'd want to do that. That sounds really heavy. It sounds like a really emotional thing. And what I found was it brings such an incredible gift. I feel like it has opened my eyes to a process that we're all going to face. Help me to be more prepared, me and my family be more prepared for the inevitable. I feel like in every area of life, it's brought quite a few gifts. So I think it's not a heavy training. It's facts of life, but it's presented from amazing backgrounds. So we have these doctors, we have these health professionals that are presenting this information that I feel like it's really let me, for example, be there for friends who are going through a loss. I know I'm better able to know what to say or what to do or how to really help and be there. And that's one of the biggest gifts that's given to me. I don't know, Amanda, do you have any perspective?
I think that from my perspective, it's been an inspiring thing, kind of, just to be with a family or an individual that is going through this end of life process. It doesn't seem like it would be an inspiring thing, but it just, hearing people be at peace with where they are in life and accepting that and just kind of remembering and going over what they've done in their life and how thankful they are for everything they've done and had and the people here now for them while they are in their last moments. It's just an incredible experience.
And you got involved with the organization as an AmeriCorps volunteer.
I did.
And when did you first come to the organization?
I came in August 2010 and stayed on for a second year. So I finished in the summer of 2012 with my second term as an AmeriCorps and was hired part-time as program coordinator. And then I now recently have been promoted to program director. So that's been an interesting journey and definitely a great one. I've learned so much and I'm thankful to still be here. I love Sitka and I love Braveheart and definitely found my passion.
Well, congratulations on the new position.
Thank
and
you.
It's sort of unusual for an AmeriCorps volunteer, one, to go continue for a second year, but to actually get employed. So, Willow, that's a feather in your cap for promoting from within.
Well, the talent was there. We're very fortunate. And so Amanda also has helped write the grants that fund her position. So she's a real gem.
And did you, when you first accepted the application for an AmeriCorps volunteer, was that sort of in mind to keep someone in Sitka, or did you think you were going to have a lot of turnover in the organization?
Well, as a nonprofit, there's always turnover, and especially with the AmeriCorps volunteer or the AmeriCorps program, just because it's designed to be a year. But no, it's we're always trying to keep the talent. You know, training a volunteer, training an AmeriCorps volunteer takes around a year, obviously, because there's so many different trainings for Braveheart. There's the end-of-life training, the standard training, et cetera. So it's just, it's fortune itself when we can find someone that stays with the program and who so obviously brings so much to the people we serve and enjoys it herself.
And you also have, so you have this end-of-life training, and the date again for that is?
That's this Saturday. So 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the 2nd, March 2nd, at the Braveheart office. And if there's any questions about that, people can call 747-4600. I do have a few frequently asked questions about this training. We covered kind of, is it a heavy training? And the answer is no. There's a lot of laughter. There's amazing presenters. We have Dr. Naylor. We have just a host of different people that talk about the different processes. And then, is there a cost? The answer there is no. This is a free training because it benefits. We've watched over the years people benefit from every age group. So we've had parents come in to prepare. We've had AmeriCorps volunteers. We've had, you know, just everyone from healthcare professionals to the common person that's just interested in knowing more. And those are the biggest questions that come up for sure. But if there's more of them, again, 747-4600. We do ask, the space is limited, so we ask that people sign up. We'll close it pretty soon in the next couple of days because we don't want to have too big of a group.
And I think with the length of the training, someone can get started, you know, and midway through decide if this is something they want to do or not. And I'm sure, because Braveheart has so many things going on at the same time, that there's another place in the organization or another seat on the bus,
absolutely,
so to speak.
Yes. If you have 5 minutes a week or you have 5 hours, and we have a place for you if you're interested in learning about it. So,
and you also do, I don't know if it's weekly, it's a group bereavement grief. And is that happens on Mondays, or is that switching days?
Well, that is switching days. So it has been Monday nights, and now it is moving to Tuesdays from noon to 1 p.m. at the Braveheart office. It's still facilitated professionally by Beverly Rivard, licensed clinical social worker, and it's the same great group, same dessert, same tea and coffee, and same confidential, safe, and free space for anyone who's lost, had any type of loss throughout their life.
Fantastic. And then you have one more new addition to your staff. You have a development director.
We do. We're so fortunate. Jessica Gibson has joined our team as development director part-time, and it's been very fun to have her on board.
Because not only you need a lot of volunteers, but you also need a lot of cash.
Oh, absolutely.
To make this happen.
Yeah.
And you have had lots of fundraisers, and I imagine more fundraisers coming up in the future.
Absolutely. It's been an incredible, also, like Amanda, we've had incredible fortune in that the stewards have provided a $50,000 match to start our endowment fund. So this spring we've been working hard to make that match. And so we're getting close, but we're still, of course, looking for that support so that we can ensure that Braveheart, the mission of Braveheart, serving people, especially those with limited resources in our community who are facing chronic illness, terminal illness, that they have everything they need to reach any goals they have at end of life.
So in a perfect world, your organization could live off the interest of your endowment?
In a perfect world, that would be just about right, yes.
Well, I hope that happens for you.
Thanks so much.
I'd like to thank my guests, Amanda and Willow, representing Braveheart.
Thank you.